Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Welcome to a very special episode of Monorail Tales, Take 4. What makes it special? You, the listener, does. First of all, well, there's only three of us tonight again. Wishing Patrick well. Our first one with us is Steve. How are you doing tonight, Steve?
I'm doing very well.
That's very well. I'm liking very well. How about you, Rick?
I'm doing fantastic, even though tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah, but it's a short week. Yay. A lot to do before then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, speaking of lot to do, there's something coming up that I think Steve wants to talk about.
No, not really.
Okay.
Good. Oh, well, actually, no. I've been out cattle prodded by someone here who we're not going to say her name, Sheila, and she wants me to let everyone know that we are heading to celebrate the WDW 50th anniversary. And with that, the Monorail Tales podcast crew has finalized its first official Disney meet, which is going to take place on Thursday the 30th at 8 p.m. And the location will be at an undisclosed location. I will not disclose it. It is being at Starbucks and the Aerofile Balloon at Downtown Disney.
Disney Springs.
Huh?
Disney Springs.
I read it by what was written. She must keep that in there. You are so right. I'm so bad about that too, saying Downtown Disney.
Now, is there any truth that we are going to put Sheila in the balloon and cut the rope and see what happens? No.
One can always hope.
Yeah. Well, that was my idea, but I didn't think anybody else knew about that.
I'm sorry. I'm floating away. No, it's not really good. British, English. I should shut up. We're recording.
All right. And then on Friday, the 1st of October, we are having a ride meetup at 10 a.m. outside of It's a Small World for anyone that wants to join us. Now, we're just meeting up. We're not actually going on the ride. No, I'm just kidding. I'm looking forward to going on that. So that's what's going on Friday the 1st in Magic Kingdom. And then, of course, anyone that can come to Disney Springs that Thursday at 8 p.m., hey, let's get there and let's have fun. So, cool. Now, Bill, on with the show. And you might want to introduce Rick. And you're on mute.
I already introduced Rick.
Did you?
Bill who?
Did you just say boo hoo?
I said Bill who.
Because he wasn't even talking. That could be our new Halloween thing. It's not boo hoo. It's Bill who. Boo hoo.
Knock, knock.
On this special episode of Monorail Tales, Rick is going to start, I guess.
Rick hasn't even been introduced yet.
I didn't think he did. Was.
Okay. Also on the show tonight is Rick. How are you doing tonight, Rick?
Oh, I think I was introduced. Never mind. Because I said I'm all right for tomorrow being Monday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Amateurs. Yeah. Amateurs. Amateurs. Yeah.
Thank God we don't have to edit. And the editor's not in the room at the moment, so that's cool. But we better shape up from here on out.
Or ship out.
Okay, now that Rick has been introduced. So, as usual on the show, it's this time that we talk about what we have seen in the last month that's special that we want to share with everyone. Why don't we go first with Rick?
With me.
Rick Forbes, go first.
Well, we've been watching Marvel What If, of course. I'm a little bit behind because my daughter had COVID and had to quarantine from the family, so I couldn't watch it without her. And I'm trying to think what else we've watched. We watched a couple of things. We watched Home on the Range. And
I have not seen that yet. Is that any good?
We love it. Our older kids loved it. And our son came over. Was it Thursday? He came over in the past couple of days and just sat on the couch and said he wanted to watch that movie. So that's what we watched. And he's just turned 23. So I think it's underrated, even though a lot of people say it's terrible.
Yeah, I've just heard some of the music. I really haven't sat down to watch it yet. So
it's quite funny.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Steve, is there anything have you just announced what you've watched? Anything special you and Sheila have been watching?
No, fortunately, with my work schedule and some personal things, the only chance I've had to even see anything has pretty much over the past month has just been a couple, two or three episodes of the Doug shorts. And I gotta admit, they are fantastic. And I love it that, you know, when you watch the first one, it has the intro and everything in it. And then when you go to the second one, it says skip intro. I'm like, heck no, 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 no. Because the intro is so awesome. So on every one. And of course, it has the original cast from Up on it. Well, and unfortunately, there won't be any new ones with the original cast because we lost Ed Asner a few months ago. But it is really a fantastic show. And it's easy to binge, even though I just haven't had the time to binge them. And it's worth doing just to follow up with, squirrel! Okay. And so it's really been a good show just to see in general.
Okay, well, Steve,
I love you too.
I was gonna say, yeah. I've watched, I can't remember if I have one or two episodes, but that's definitely enjoying that one. It is very funny, and yeah, it did hit me when I watched the first one about Ed Asner's passing.
Yeah.
But he'll live on in our memories as Carl.
You know, that's one of the amazing things about anyone that does a Disney movie. I mean, frankly, you may not be stamped as a Disney legend, but you're a Disney legend. I mean, once you do a movie, I mean, you're like almost immortal.
Yeah, that was a little off the track again, but I think it was in the Howard movie or documentary when, you know, when he was going, well, first contracted AIDS and was dealing that and his mortality. And he went to Disney World and saw the Little Mermaid in the parade and playing the music. And you know, it just finally hit him that, you know, his life is limited, but his legacy is going to live on. Yep. And that's exactly what it is. You know, once you get into this Disney, you know, animation, whatever is your voice, even though you might not become a legend, you will live on basically forever.
Right. And that's the truth. I mean, yeah. It's just, yeah. I mean, Disney movies, well, up to this point, day and age, pretty much don't die.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have, you know, an off one, but then even that is like, well, I'll tell you, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I kept hearing about, it's not a good movie, blah, blah, blah. I finally watched it after 10 years. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a great movie. I mean, it didn't do good maybe in the theaters, but the music is fantastic. The story is fantastic. The animation is wild. I mean, I can't get enough of it. So, you know, although we're supposed to talk about what we've watched, I can go over some things that I haven't watched and I still want to watch again and again and again.
Yeah, and that's again one of the special things about Disney Plus is it's there. It's not, well, we assume it's going to last for a long time. It's not like where the vault was, like, oh, I didn't go out and purchase that one, so I can't watch it now. So it's there, and eventually we'll get to it. We don't have to watch it all in the first year or 2 years. So, and I guess real quick,
The Ghost of Romney Marsh.
What was that?
Or like the Ghost of Romney Marsh. Oh no, that one's out, isn't it? What's the one you want to see that's not come out?
Oh, I know you're talking about now. Swamp Fox.
Oh, yeah, Swamp
Fox. Yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. It threw me for a loop there, yes. Eventually they'll come out, I think. I actually have been watching the Doogie Kamalahoha. Shoot, I messed it up again. Kamala. Yep. It's, if I say that, I have to break it up. Yeah. The one that takes place in Hawaii. Kamalaha.
Just stop. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've been
You're
watching
cracking that. Me up.
I've been watching the new Doogie Howser movie. And real quick, basically I did watch the pilot for the original Doogie Howser prior to this. It is on Hulu if you want to watch it and check it out. Like, first of all, like seeing Neil Patrick Harris so young is just like, wow. And the pilot, or the first one for Doogie, new one, you know, it's basically the same storyline. So I don't know if all of them are like that or not. I didn't go watch the second one, but you know, it's nothing earth shattering, but it's entertaining. And you know, that's typical teenager coming of age kind of thing. Definitely a little bit different themes that can be talked about now compared to in the that was the late 90s, early 2000s, in that area. I can't remember when exactly it was in that area, and some of the topics they were talking about, especially Doogie Howser's I can't remember his friend on that one,
but actually that was the late 80s to early 90s. That's how old that is.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're correct.
Wow,
I got my my decades messed up, so thanks, Rick.
It happens with you old people.
Yeah, I remember I was in like high school going into college that I watched that, and yeah, just different things that are could be said back then they're no longer can be said. And the other thing is also where you have a female lead in it opposed to a male lead in it. You know, the perceptions, I mean, I know I'm getting a little deep in here, but you know, some things that were allowed on the male side to say, if you said the same thing on the female side, and some of the stuff would happen, it would be like, oh my goodness. So it's interesting to see the dynamic on that end between the different 30 years later and the female and male. But other than that, it's a really good show and a great cast of characters. And so we've done that according to the updated list that Rick gave me. We are going to go into part one. The new show is coming Friday, October 1st. And since I can't speak right now, I am going to give it to Rick.
All righty. Friday, October 1st, we're going to start with Alvin and the Chipmunks. And Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Road Chip, which are both very funny movies. My kids loved them. Just Roll With It, You Decide Live, and The Scariest Story Ever, A Mickey Mouse Halloween Spooktacular. And that is a special episode of the Mickey Mouse shorts, the new ones.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's 4 years old. So, yeah, it's with first batch, but it is hilarious. It really is funny. I would definitely recommend watching that special.
I might just skip what I have planned for October 1st and stay home and watch that because it's so funny.
Sounds like a good plan.
Okay, cool.
I would recommend that for you, Bill. Lego Star Wars Terrifying Tales. After the events of Rise of Skywalker, Poe and BB-8 must make an emergency landing on the volcanic planet Mustafar, where they meet the greedy and conniving Grabala the Hutt, who's purchased Darth Vader's castle and renovating it into the galaxy's first all-inclusive Sith-inspired luxury hotel.
Ooh.
So I guess that's kind of like Bob Chapek.
Wow, we're a little harsh on the CEOs today, huh?
So, well, I probably shouldn't be because I really don't think I could do that job so any better. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. But anyways, it's kind of like a spooky Halloween tale, and it's Lego. I don't know if you guys saw the Lego Star Wars holiday special last year. But I expect it would be along the same vein as that.
I mean, and then, yeah. The Legos are funny. I mean,
yeah, they are. So Wednesday, October 6th, we have the premiere of Black Widow for the free access on Disney Plus. You don't have to pay for the premiere access any longer. Disney Junior, the Chicken Squad. Episode or season one, Drain the Oceans, the Mississippi River and Arctic War, season one, Drain the Oceans, season four, The Ghost and Molly McGee, season one, Impact with Gal Gadot, Muppet Baby, season three, that's just for Sheila, Puppy Dog Pal, season four, and Spidey and His Amazing Friends, season one, and that is a Disney Junior show.
Okay.
So the characters are really cartoony and, you know, the animation appeals to younger children.
Yeah. So wait a minute. I mean, has Disney gotten into wrestling? Because now we have Gal Gadot with Impact. Is that what that is? We have Impact Wrestling with Gal Gadot. It's like Wonder Woman.
No, it's not. Not even close, Steve.
Wonder Woman.
It
takes that's on. That's a Geographic show.
Yeah, it's actually.
What?
It's stop a really this for me. Good Nat Geo show that premiered on there, I think, a couple months ago. I got to be able to see the preview on that, a couple of the episodes. And she goes out and does stories of amazing
women.
And one of the ones I watched was a inner city, I think it was Detroit or in that area, gymnastics team. And just, you know, it just to give them the opportunity and what they have to deal with. And you get a little bit of backstory. And it is a very, I guess that's the Impact part, is, you know, very insightful, very hit you and make you think kind of episode. So I definitely suggest someone to check that out just to get some good, great, a little bit of feel-good stories and to make you think a little. There, I just literally just took a chair and just hit in the back with it there, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah.
See, I played into the wrestling theme, see?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, that's all right, because Gal Gadot would have stopped you with her shield.
Yes, she would have.
She would not have allowed you to do that to me.
Continuing on, we have Among the Stars, Season 1. It's a six-part docuseries with fly-on-the-wall access into the wider world of NASA with cameras on Earth and space. The season finale of Turner and Hooch in Marvel What If. And then there's a new episode of Chippendale Park Life and Doogie Kamealoha MD.
Good job. You pronounced that very well.
Thank you. Pass it to Steve. How about that?
Thank you. Good job.
Cool. All right. So starting Friday, October 8th, we have Impact Wrestling with Gal Gadot, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair in a death match. No chairs allowed. Okay, maybe not. But it's my time and I get to put all that in. So actually, no. She's not there, but you know, you guys can think about it and maybe we can all make it happen. So Friday, October 8th, Disney Junior Mickey's Tale of Two Witches. That sounds really good because I never get to see anything from Disney Junior. So I'm not sure what that one's about, but really looking forward to it because it comes out on Friday, October the 8th. Under Wraps, the reimagined story. Original was made in Buzz 1997. And this one takes place a few days before Halloween when a 12-year-old friends, Gilbert, Marshall, and Amy accidentally revive a mummy they discover in a neighbor's basement, which they affectionately name Harold. However, they must rush to return him to his resting place before midnight on Halloween. Along the way, the team narrowly escapes a nefarious group of criminals intent on selling the mummy to the highest bidder. When Harold is inevitably captured, Marshall, Gilbert, and Amy must band together to stand up to the criminals, face their fears, and rescue their new, but rather ancient, friend. Seeing the preview for this, I can't wait. It really looks good. It looks like they have really done a good job with makeup and everything else on this show. So, yeah, that one sounds great. Now, this is one that everyone has been waiting for. Muppets Haunted Mansion, the actual premiere, which will be on Friday, October 8th. The Great Gonzo, world-famous daredevil artiste, has done it all, seen it all, and survived it all. But on Halloween night, the fearless Gonzo takes on the greatest challenge of his life by spending one very daring night in the most grim-grinning place on Earth, the Haunted Mansion. Anyone feel like this has, now, I'm going back in my early ages, actually I think this movie might have been done before I was there, of The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, which starred Don Knotts. I wonder if they're going to do a takeoff on that. It kind of sounds kind of similar, but wow, do they have the props to do a fantastic show? So I think everyone's waiting for that. So that is, again, on Friday, October 8th.
I know, I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm extremely excited. So just to see what they've done. And I didn't see, but apparently there's a lot of really cool cameos. All right. We will move on to Wednesday, October 13th. Lucky number 13th. We have Apollo, Back to the Moon, Season 1. And then we have Mickey Mouse Mixed Up Adventures, Season 1, Episode The Spooky Spook House, Clarabelle's Banana Splits. That might be interesting. Secrets of the Zoo, North Carolina, Season 1. I have been to this zoo. It is fantastic. Then we also have Secrets of the Zoo Down Under, Season 2. And then The Wizard of Paws, Season 1. So I'm not sure what that one is, but I got to look into that. Then on Wednesday, also on Wednesday, October 13th, we have Zombies, Addison's Moonstone Mystery Shorts. Yep. I don't know about you guys, but the zombies, what do you want to call it? It from Zombies 1 and Zombies 2, I have absolutely loved. I think the music is fantastic. The two main characters, believe it or not, Their singing is great. So, and if you get a chance to watch even some of the choreography, it's fantastic. So that one's a really good one. So again, on Wednesday, October 13th, Zombies, Edison's Moonstone Mystery Shorts.
Okay, I need to go back to the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought maybe it was like dog version of the Wizard of Oz. But it's actually about a man that creates one-of-a-kind artificial limbs for animals in need.
Oh, yes.
That okay. just looks like the biggest heart-wrenching show I've ever heard of.
Oh, that's cool. Especially, I mean, I'm sitting here with a cat with a broken leg right behind me. So, yeah, that's awesome. So, I am, wow. Yeah, that's big time on my list.
So, season one, there's a pony, a dog, puppies, a goat, a pig, a bulldog, another dog, a goat, a pig, and a sheep, and some horses.
I will get my cat on there. We will be on there. Well, actually, I hope not. So,
that's so cute.
Yeah, that's even though it sounds like a something you don't want to watch, it I've seen similar things like this before. And it is fantastic to watch what people, doctors, and what a little bit of time can do when you have an animal with a disability. It doesn't have to end in a tragedy. So, hey, Rick, thanks for that. The Wizard of Paws, because I did not know. So, all right. Wednesday, still and Wednesday, October 13th, we have Just Beyond, all episode streaming, season one premiere. Now, this is inspired by the writings of R.L. Stine, Just Beyond, in an eight-episode anthology series that tells astonishing and thought-provoking stories of a reality just beyond the one we know. Each episode introduces viewers to a new cast of characters who must go on a surprising journey of self-discovery in a supernatural world of witches, aliens, ghosts, and parallel universes. So, this one sounds really good. I am a huge fan of R.L. Stine from even his original series long, long time ago. They don't always transfer real well to from the book to video, but I'm sure Disney will do a fantastic job with this. So I am really looking forward to that. We also have Chip and Dale, Park Life. Yay! Episode 112, Delivery Duck, Dark in the Park, Chop and Dale, and then that's the season finale. And then, of course, we have Doogie Kamealoha, MD, episode 106, The Career Babes. I don't know. Did I pronounce that right?
Good job, Bill. Or shoot.
I'm Steve. Awesome. Okay. My turn. Friday, October 15th, we have The Lost Cities with Albert Lin, The Great Flood.
Yes.
Mega City of the Maya Warrior King. And on Wednesday, October 20th, we have Disney's Magic Bake Off, Season 1, with 4 episodes. PJ Masks, Season 5, with 6 episodes. The Wildlife of Dr. Owl, Season 1. And then we have the Disney's Insider, Episode 108, Drawn to Life, The Muppet, and The Haunted Mansion, our very own studio tour. So be able to see the art of the Disney animation come to life in the new Cirque du Soleil show, Drawn to Life. And then also go behind the scenes in the Muppet's Haunted Mansion. Discover how the Muppets and the and the Haunted Mansion, inspired by all four of the iconic Disney Haunted Mansion attractions at various Disney theme parks across the globe, came together for this epic Halloween special. So that actually seems like a very interesting Disney Insider episode to watch. So,
yeah, definitely.
And then we have Doogie, MD, episode 107, Momentum, get it?
Mm-hmm.
And did I say the name right? I thought I did a very good job with that.
I don't know. What was it?
Just a second. Let me get my throat a little scratchy. It's Doogie
Kamaloka,
MD, episode 107. Did you get it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, give me one more second. My throat's a little scratchy. One more time. Okay. Ready? Here it is.
Yeah.
Kamaloka.
Really good, huh?
I think so.
Kamaloha. Well, I did it!
You did!
Marvel Studios assembled the making of Black Widow. I guess I'm surprised they hadn't done that one yet, but basically the behind the scenes of making a Black Widow. So that actually, of course, being a Marvel movie, going to be pretty awesome to see how they did it. And then you have Friday, October 22nd, Rookie of the Year, which is a good, that was an 80s movie.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking of, yeah.
90s.
Well, yeah. They all blur together for me. Yeah. So yeah.
Then you have Thumbelina. I'm trying to remember if that was the one that Christina's been waiting for, or Christine, I always get it wrong, waiting for it to come in, but we'll see. Or someone, I know someone was waiting for that one. Wednesday, October, I'm 27. I'm not quite sure what that means. Nice going, Rick.
I think Sheila went in and did some editing.
October 27th, we have Port Protection Alaska Season 4. And then we have Disney Insider Episode 109, Harmonies of Harmonious, Tiana's Cuisine, and the Galaxy's Edge Expands Virtually. So you get to see making of the new Epcot Nighttime Spectacular Harmonious. I believe it's Tiana's Cuisine on the Disney Cruise Line, Disney Wonder, and then the Galaxy Edge is ILMX Labs' latest VR adventure game. Do you see how voice actor Bob Mohanic character's Sizzlax was created?
Bobby going to hand to Sizzlax.
I like that. It sounds so cool. And then we have another episode of Doogie
Kamaloka,
MD, episode 108, Talk Story. And then it was Doogie Howser. Funny thing, that I don't want to give it away, but they do reference Doogie Howser, the original one, in the first episode. I thought that was kind of a nice touch.
Oh, spoiler!
I know. Not really. And then we have Marvel Studios assembled the making of What If. So it's an immersive documentary series examining the creation of Marvel Studios' three new shows and theatrical releases. And then we have Friday, October 9th, Bob Ballard, An Explorer's Life. And then McFarlane, USA, follows novice runners from McFarlane and economically challenged town in California's farm-rich Central Valley as they give their all to build a cross-country team under the direction of Coach Jim White, played by Kevin Costner, a newcomer to their predominantly Latino high school.
You know what? This was a fantastic movie as far as ratings were concerned. I have not seen it yet. I'm actually kind of embarrassed because this thing really got great, great, great reviews, especially because it's about something that nobody, especially our generation or weight size or whatever, because we don't run. And this was about runners And it's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's actually based on a true story. So it doesn't say it here, but I think it really actually was. And of course, it's Kevin Costner. I think he was probably executive producer on it too. I'm glad they brought this because this is one that I wanted to watch way back when and never got to. Now that it's on Disney Plus, this is a must watch. So cool.
And that's the last of the month of October. And again, the scene is Swamp Fox. So that was that. Is there anything you guys are excited to see in October besides me?
Muppet Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah, definitely Muppet Haunted Mansion. One. And Bill and Rick and Abby and Tony.
And the Disney Crushers.
Yeah, and Tony Ann and Dave.
And Carly and Jeff from
Carly and Ed Jeff. Point. And Michael and who am I leaving out?
There's Michelle.
Who?
Michelle.
Who's Michelle?
Jeff. Another Jeff. Michelle Rolke?
I don't know the name.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, and Sheila. Oh, nobody said anything. That's interesting. Okay. I didn't even have to put the crickets in.
I'm excited to see Sheila. And Michelle. And yeah. Rick. And Tony Ann. And Dave. And Abby.
Yep, Abby.
And
I don't think we're gonna get to see Michael. I mean Thomas.
Thomas. Get to see B.
Yeah, B.
Oh yeah, B.
Yep. And yeah, I might be able to run into Thomas in the airport. He leaves as I come in that day. So we should barely miss him. So it stinks, but you know, we will, like I told him, our paths will eventually cross. So
eventually.
Be patient.
And then whoever shows up at Disney Springs, not downtown Disney, like I said, or what was written for me.
Some poor person's going to show up at Disneyland's downtown Disney and go, where's the...
I would do that. I would, yeah.
They're not here. I'm not listening to this podcast anymore.
All right.
Well, October is going to start out with a blast. For at least us, there's some great shows on there. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone, as we already said, and to experience and come back later this month and talk about Swamp Fox coming in November. I know it's going to come. It's going to come.
It's going to be your month, Bill.
It's going to come up, Bill. Any other closing remarks, guys, before we say sayonara?
Oh my goodness.
Tami aloha.
Say goodbye. Aloha, I can say aloha.
Aloha. Come here, aloha.
I'm going to walk into the poly and they're going to like belt me with coconuts or something.
Probably.
Well, I'm done. So good night, everyone. Good night, right. Steve. Good night, Rick. Good night, Sheila.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, listeners.
Good week. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Yep. Good night.